The key to unraveling honeybee colony collapse may lie with a single widely applied pesticide, whose use in the United States hinged on a single, flawed study that was funded by the chemical's manufacturer. The material, clothianidin, is made by the German company Bayer and is one of a group of compounds called neonicotinoids, which farmer and agriculture reporter Tom Philpott says began to be applied to American fields at about the same time that the hive die-offs first occurred.
Neonicotine pesticides, which are added to millions and millions of acres of crops all across the country and then express themselves in the plants that come up, there's increasing evidence that the presence of these insecticides are playing a role in colony collapse disorder.
The pesticide is applied to the seeds of canola, soy, wheat, sugar beets, and especially corn before the crops are planted.
As the plant grows, the pesticide expresses itself in the material of the plant, including in the pollen and the nectar. Corn is extremely heavy pollinator. So you've got these millions of acres of corn plants with all this pollen being generated that includes this pesticide that we know is toxic to honeybees. The maker of the pesticide does not dispute that. The question is, as they're used in the field, do they affect bees?
The only official answer to that question, Philpott says, was a single study funded by Bayer and conducted on canola fields in Canada. Required in 2003, that study was not completed and delivered until 2007, well after the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency had already granted the company provisional permission to market the compound here.
It turned out that Bayer's own company-funded research that exonerated these pesticides was completely flawed. And the FDA accepted it, and then late last year, an internal document came to light showing that the EPA had looked at the Bayer results and decided the test was completely inadequate, and it didn't really show that the pesticides didn't harm honeybees.
Meanwhile, colony collapse was on the upswing, and studies of the problem began to suggest multiple contributing factors. There was a new variety of mite that the bees had to develop a tolerance for, as well as a virus that was implicated in the die-offs. Yet neither of those seemed to account for the huge scale of the problem. Philpott says virtually unseen research from a USDA scientist finally offered a way to connect the dots.
The USDA's main bee scientist, a guy named Jeff Portis, has done research showing that even tiny amounts of these neonicotinoid pesticides, amounts that are so tiny that they're below the level of detection, can compromise their immune systems and make them vulnerable to this virus that appears to be part of the colony collapse disorder.
This news triggered outrage in the world of organic agriculture and pesticide opponents, but it garnered scant attention in the mainstream media. And Philpott reports the EPA has been dismissive of requests that they reopen their regulatory consideration of the possibly lethal pesticide.
I've been in contact with EPA people, and they have completely brushed it off. They issued a press release about a month ago saying that the internal memo aside, they still consider neonicotinoid pesticides to be safe for honeybees. So here we are approaching the next growing season, and it looks like yet again millions and millions of acres of U.S. farmland is going to be planted with this stuff.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.